Chapter 24. Whose Clues Accuse? January 1973. Villavieja. Ernie's suspicions about Harold and Paco needed to be based on more than their frequent absences from the village. There could be many reasons why they stayed away. Ernie knew there must be some clue that would either link the young men to the crime or exonerate them. Ernie had already done a perimeter search around the chapel. It yielded nothing. Since unseasonably warm temperatures had melted most of the snow, he would look for new evidence. One Saturday morning in late January, Ernie rose early and assured his wife he would be back in time to take their boys to a movie called Charlotte's Web. Dressed in Levi's and a heavy flannel shirt, leather jacket, and his favorite old hat, a dark-stained Stetson with a thin ribbon band, he left the house. Since the investigation was not yet an official police matter, he was not obliged to wear his uniform. Good thing, the pants were getting a bit too tight around the waist. Before leaving Frontera, Ernie stopped by the Span, ordered a large coffee and 3 cinnamon cake donuts to go. He set off for Villavieja. The interior curves of the road, still in the shadow of the mountain, were icy, so he took them with care. When he rounded the last curve just before the village, he saw Pilgrim's Peak in all its magnificence. He wondered if it held secrets about the Santo Niño. No use going up there in winter. The trail was too dangerous. Frigid winds blew at 10,300 feet. A climb would have to wait until spring. He prayed that the case would be solved by then. Ernie parked his truck on the dirt road south of the village chapel and started walking downstream. After a half mile or so, he had seen nothing but a lot of mud. He turned around and started back upstream. Villavieja was quiet as he passed the village. Twists of smoke rose from rusted tin chimneys into the crystalline air. He imagined the family sitting around their wood stoves, trying to stay warm. When Ernie passed the chapel, he asked the Santo Niño for help and headed toward the path along the river that carved into dark shales and gray limestone deposits bit by bit, carrying away tiny particles in its flow. Nothing lasts and everything changes. That was hard to get used to. Nostalgia for los tiempos pasados affected the old and annoyed the young. His people had survived here for hundreds of years. Nothing to worry about. The sun was strong and soon Ernie was sweating. He took off his Stetson and ran his chubby fingers through his hair. He wanted to stay out of the mud, so he chose to walk beside the path on wet masses of matted grass. After a few minutes, Ernie sat down on a dead log to enjoy a rest and his first donut. Patches of snow lay in the shade of the trees. As he got up, his eye caught the glint of something metallic in a patch of snow to his right. When he bent down, he saw that it was the buckle of a wadded and semi-frozen canvas backpack. He already had his gloves on, so he lifted the sodden mess and put it into the burlap bag he'd brought along in case he found something. This might be what the intruders had carried the statue in. When he looked at the ground where the backpack lay, he saw the outline of a boot print frozen in the mud. He pulled his measuring tape from his pocket and noted the dimensions. With a small camera he had remembered to bring, he shot that print from several angles. His buddy in the police lab might be able to determine the make and size. He looked around the area carefully, put his Stetson back on, and treated himself to the last 2 donuts. He patted his panza and smiled like a Buddha. It was worth giving up his Saturday morning after all. The day was a success. Back in Frontera, he called his buddy at the police station and got the favors he needed. Once the results were in, Ernie would confront Jesse to see if he recognized the backpack or the print of the boot. Ernie believed that now they would find the culprits. Then he would advise Jay. His compa would be proud of him.